May the Lord help us to commence our worship with hymn number 878. 878. Say, Christian, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? Against no scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word. Hymn 878.
Holy Word of God. We will read three portions of Scripture this evening. Firstly, in the Gospel of John, reading part of chapter 5. The Gospel of John, chapter 5. We will read from verse 24 to verse 40. John chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. We read in the book of the Revelation, chapter 5. The book of the Revelation and chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hath made us unto our God kings and priests. Excuse me. And we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. And finally, turning to the same book in chapter 20, reading from verse 11. Revelation chapter 20, reading from verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May the Lord bless unto us each the reading of those portions of his holy, sacred, gracious and solemn word. May he now help us in prayer. thou most holy, almighty, and sovereign Lord God, thou Lord that doth inhabit eternity, and yet dwellest with those of a humble and of a contrite spirit. O Lord, be mindful of us here this night. Come, Lord, and affect our hearts and our minds, our very being, under the influence of thy Spirit, and humble us before thee. Lord, we are gathered together here this night around thy word, and we thank thee for thy word of truth. We thank thee, Lord, that we have it in our own tongue. We thank thee, Lord, for those whom dare this rise up to translate it in our own tongue amidst tribulations and troubles and persecutions. And we thank thee, Lord, for thy Spirit that worked in the hearts of many to write thy word in the original tongues. And Lord, thou hast brought it and maintained it down to this, our day, through the thousands of years. And we thank thee, Lord, for those that still publish it faithfully. Those translations, Lord, based upon the original tongues, the original writings. Lord, do help them, undertake for them, provide for them in all their need. Lord, give them all the means to continue in their work of publishing the Scriptures. Lord, the Trinitarian Bible Society, Lord, do provide them with those who love thy word, wrought upon by thy Spirit, steadfast in the truth. And, O Lord, may thy word in the many tongues to which it is now translated, Lord, may it go forth a free course, and be glorified in the hearts and upon the souls of many who receive it. Lord, do in this evil day, Lord, cause thy word to be received in faith through the blessing of thy Spirit to the saving of many souls. In our own land, Lord, our own country, O Lord, we pray thou wilt cause thy word to be received still by many, and it will do their souls good. Lord, in the hearts of sinners, make it an arrow of conviction, and then lead to Jesus' blood. Lord, a word to break the hard heart, a word to heal the broken heart. So, Lord, upon this evening when we think especially of the work of the Trinitarian Bible Society, Lord, we commend them to thee. And, enable them, Lord, amidst all difficulties and things of this nation and of the world, where there are so many hindrances, Lord, so much opposition. Lord, enable them to persevere. And, Lord, under thy blessing, thy word still to have that power in the Holy Spirit to the assurance of many a soul. Lord, may it be so with each of us. We thank thee, Lord, where we can readily obtain it. Help us, Lord, to meditate in it. And may our meditation be sweet, as it shows us the truth, as it is in Jesus, the truth we need for the salvation of our souls. O Lord, come, help us to believe And Lord, in Christ, Lord, through him, within us, the hope of eternal life. We do thank thee, Lord, for the distribution of thy word through this year. Lord, at the special occasion of the Platinum Jubilee of our Queen, so many receive thy word. Lord, may it not fall to the ground, but may the reading of thy word accomplish that which thou dost please. May it prosper in the thing to which thou dost send it. And bless the preaching of the word, the preaching of the gospel. O Lord, how shall one believe except they hear? How shall they hear except there be the preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? Lord, do raise up and send forth many, grounded in thy truth, knowing, Lord, the rock of their salvation, Christ Jesus, to preach sin and salvation. And Lord, oh, may many hear, Lord, in power, Lord, to cause them to cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, thy word to be heard, received in faith, and to the blessing of the soul. Lord, may it be here, in this place of worship. Oh, we thank thee for this place of worship. Lord, may it not be a place where we take for granted, just come and go out of custom and practice. Lord, may it be the place where each hears thy voice, a voice of love, a voice of mercy that sounds through Calvary. Lord, bless the ministry of the gospel. May each one engage, Lord, to preach it here, ever be a messenger in thy message. And Lord, that message to be received in prepared hearts, like Lydia's heart, whom thou didst open to receive of thy truth to a gracious effect, that he brought forth that praise, that glory to thy name. And Lord, it was the beginning of the establishment of thy visible church in Philippi. Lord, may there be the establishing of thy visible church here. O Lord, call many by thy grace and constrained by thy love, Lord, to testify of the mercy they have found. Lord, there's much to hinder us. Satan is a mighty foe. Lord, to stop the lips. Lord, to put within one and another whom thou hast wrought a great work within, a great fear. But, O Lord, it is not for the glory of man. It's for thy glory. O Lord, do work that thou shalt have all the glory. Increase the church. Increase in congregation. Lord, do grant thy blessing here, and the glory shall be thine. We do pray, Lord, for the children and the young people. O Lord, draw them to thy word. Help them to read it, the little ones, Lord, as their faculties develop. Lord, by thy Spirit, give them a love of thy truth. And Lord, as they grow and, meet so many temptations and so much ungodliness and unrighteousness surrounding them, hearing and seeing it with their ears and eyes. Lord, do keep them from going those ways. Lord, in the times of temptations, the times of enticement, oh, like Asaph, whose feet had well nigh slipped, Lord, hold them fast. And when they're tempted, enable them to say, so did not I, because of the fear of God. Oh, Lord, do bless all the dear children in thy tender care. Fit them for heaven to live with thee there. And so, Lord, each of us need that keeping. Lord, whatever our age, whatever our circumstances, whatever our duties, whatever our responsibilities, whatever our health, whatever our strength, Lord, thou art the one thing needful. Lord, without thee, the knowledge of that saving grace through the shed blood of Jesus, we shall perish, as we've solemnly read. Oh, that last voice, oh, depart from me, ye cursed. Oh, how dreadful those words must sound in the ears of unbelievers in that last day. Oh, Lord, prevented by thy grace. Lord, call us unto thyself to hear thy voice. Lord, it power within our hearts to change our hearts. Renew our will and turn our feet to Zion's hill. Hear the prayers, Lord, of each one, with those longing desires to be confirmed as one of thy children. Lord, the sheep of thy fold, thou the good shepherd. O Lord, do hear those cries and gather them unto thyself. Put thine arms about them and lead them forth by the right way, that way that leads to that city of habitation, one not made with hands, but one which is eternal in the heavens. Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine. Lord, may each of us be thine. We do pray, Lord, for any who would be here this night, if they could, and those, Lord, who may listen in to the broadcasting of this service and all other services from this place. Lord, remember them where they are, those looking after children, those detained, Lord, by business, those who are sick, unwell, weak, those, Lord, who have perhaps difficulties of troubles which have to be attended to. Lord, all these matters, oh, thou knowest each one, and we commend each one to thee. Lord, grant thy goodness and mercy to follow all the days of their lives, and oh, may they dwell in the courts of thy house forever. Oh, Lord, let us not be slack in the gathering of ourselves together, for, Lord, it is thy will that where thy people meet, yea, even two or three, gathered together in thy name, there thou art in the midst. Lord, may we prove it here tonight. Lord, do come. Open up thy word, and may these words, Lord, of my lips and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Remember those who are bereaved of loved ones, the widowers, the widows, the fatherless. Lord, those who have many hours alone at home. Lord, oh, do draw near. Lord, be that God of all comfort, the Father of all mercies. Grant the warmth of thy love to strengthen, support and sustain. Lord, hear us in all these our petitions. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon the hymns which have been chosen this night. Help them to us, Lord, to sing them, making melody in our hearts unto thee, our God. Make them as prayers from our hearts. And Lord, do use them for the good of our souls. Hear us, Lord, in all these things. Forgive our many, many sins. Blot out all of our transgressions. Lord, do love us freely. We're not worthy of the least of thy mercies. But Lord, we need it all. So come, grant thy blessing for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
part of hymn number 814. 814. We'll sing the first verse and then from verses 4 to 9. Brethren, why toil ye thus for toys and reckon trash for treasure? Call gay deceptions solid joys, intoxication pleasure. Reflect what trifles ye pursue, so anxious and so heedful. For after all you'll find it true, there is but one thing needful. Hymn 814, omitting verses 2 and 3 and concluding at verse 9.
Thank you.
friends, as this is a meeting specifically remembering the Trinitarian Bible Society and the work they do, I thought it right just to give a brief statement of some of the activities which we trust the Lord will own and bless, and we can support them in prayer and by whatever means we have available to us. During this last year, the work of the TBS has continued with its many translations of the Holy Scriptures in many languages. Way back in 2009, work was begun on the Shona Bible, a language spoken in Zimbabwe, in Africa. And that translation had to be compatible with the five main dialects of that language. It was not an easy task. But the New Testament was completed, and over 40,000 of those New Testaments have been distributed to date. Last year, in 2021, the whole Bible had been completely translated and printed in the Shona language, and 12,000 have since been distributed. These are great quantities, aren't they? That work has been done in conjunction with the Free Presbyterian Church of Scotland, who have a church, as you know, in Zimbabwe. And also distribution has been through the Free Grace Evangelical Association. A newer project is that of the Dissuri language, which is spoken by the Tharu people in Nepal. Apparently there's quite a hunger by these Tharu people for the word of God in their own tongue. And last year, in September 2021, the TBS approved the start of that translation with a small team in Nepal. And as speedily as January of this year, the Gospel of John had been completed, and it has been checked and approved. And the work now continues on the whole of the New Testament. This is an addition to what you may have heard of the Nepali Bible, which Nepali is spoken generally in Nepal and Burma and India and in many places throughout the world where the Nepalese people live. The older version, which was of 2011, has been updated because of differences occurring in their language, and 17,000 of those have been printed and distributed. Of course, many English Bibles are printed, and these are distributed also to many countries in the world where the English language is also spoken, particularly in Africa. But the TBS has started an unusual venture, and that is in the Bible in British Sign Language. This was begun in 2020, and video is being prepared, employing a deaf presenter to read the Bible through British Sign Language. And the first video of the first chapter of John's Gospel has been completed. And that's after much testing and, what they say, a translation back, where one is shown, a deaf person is shown the sign language and they read it back to make sure it is accurate. It's been much testing with deaf believers, and is to be integrated with the TBS's online Bible, but that is yet to be done. And when we speak of videos, there are video series are now available on the TBS website. Some of you perhaps have seen them, such as How the Bible Came to Be and The Word of God Among All Nations. Videos of all aspects of the TBS work, how they translate, how they prepare for printing, how they distribute, and so on and so forth. They make interesting viewing. Now, following the ban of displaying scriptures at our railway stations, the TBS is promoting displays on bus shelters. Churches and individuals are being asked to sponsor a display on a chosen bus shelter for a 2-week period. The means and process of doing this is obtainable on the TBS website. Now, associated with displaying scriptures publicly, the West Anglia Auxiliary, which covers this area, are displaying scripture on the rear of buses from the Hemel Hempstead, a bus station, in December. The text to be displayed on the rear of 9 buses is Jesus saith, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We pray the Lord will use his word in power to all those who read it. I said about the Bibles in English, 40,000 Platinum Jubilee Bibles were printed by the Trinitarian Bible Society in celebration of the 70-year reign of our late Queen Elizabeth II. All of these were distributed, which is a wonderful amount. Most of them, I think, perhaps to schools and school children, and also amongst the young in churches. All were distributed, and 10,000 more have been printed, and these are now available for any who wish to still obtain one. This Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m., there is a TBS documentary on YouTube entitled Manu Ripai. Now, Manu Ripai is one of the 5 provinces of Bolivia in the Amazon jungle lowlands. This will no doubt be a documentary on that area and the need for the scriptures there and the work that has been undertaken to achieve it. That's at 6:30 p.m. On Saturday evening. And finally, just at the Trinitarian Bible Society headquarters, a new TBS secretary has been appointed in the stead of Mr. Paul Rowlands, who retired over a year ago after so many years of service. The new secretary is Mr. Jonathan Arnold, who was the editorial director. And John, as editorial director, has been succeeded by Mr. Matthew Vogan. The Trinitarian Bible Society, oh, it needs so much support, doesn't it, to continue their vital work in the preparation and distribution of the published Word of God. We thank Almighty God for his Word, and we pray that today it will continue to go forth and be glorified in the hearts of many sinners. So, dear friends, we commend the Trinitarian Bible Society to you for your prayerful and practical support. And as we turn to the Holy Word of God, I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text, to four words we find in the book of the Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. That title in the middle of that verse, the book of life. The book of life. Dear friends, in effect, there are two books of life. One is seen and one is unseen. The book of life that is seen is this holy word of God, the scriptures, which we have before us tonight. The second book of life is the one directly referred to in our text, which is in heaven above. The book we have before us here, dear friends, is a book of life. Jesus himself said, search the scriptures, as we read in John's Gospel. For in them ye find the way of eternal life, and the scriptures, they testify of me. Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the eternal life of the soul of sinners. Dear friends, it's a book of life even for sinners such as we. But very solemnly, it's also a book of death, because it testifies of sin. The prophet Jeremiah, speaking to King Zedekiah, said, I lay before thee this day the way of life and the way of death. Oh, what a solemn distinction there was in those two descriptions. At that time, for Zedekiah and for all Judah, the way of life was to submit humbly to the will and to the grace of God, confessing one's sins. The way of death was to be self-determined in what one would do in the midst of all difficulties and trials and the power of the enemy, trusting in oneself. You know, dear friends, that spirit's in us all, isn't it? How more willing we are to trust in ourselves before trusting in God. The Lord God spoke very solemnly through the psalmist. He says, the Lord looked down from heaven to behold all the children of men, all of them. Did any do good? He says, they've all gone aside. They've all become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Dear friends, in Adam we all die, don't we? We are born dead spiritually in trespasses and in sins. And dear friends, none of us can deliver our own soul. We may do many things under the law of God in a right way, but not one of those righteousnesses can blot out one of our sins. We're all as an unclean thing. And because of sin, our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Dear friends, this should make us tremble at the word of God. Because it tells us clearly what we are in and of our flesh. But it's a great mercy, isn't it? A great mercy that the word of God does not finish there. It testifies. It testifies of the way where one can obtain eternal life. Jesus said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Those righteous being those who are righteous in their own eyes. Yes, they have a zeal for God. They go about to establish their own righteousness, but have not submitted to the righteousness of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "I came that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." All this sacred truth, as it is in Jesus. Dear friends, this is a book of life, right from the beginning, from Adam's day where Adam sinned, and so death came upon all flesh. God promised that one would come, born of a woman, the seed of the woman, who would bruise the serpent's head, the author of sin, to destroy his power. Right at the very beginning, there was hope, hope of life, in spite of the power of sin and death. And we have it prophesied, don't we, throughout the Old Testament. Not in one place, but in many places. Oh, we don't go very far. And after the flood, yes, at the time of the flood, don't we? The time of great sin upon the world. And through the grace of God, Noah found grace, and he was shown what he should build for the saving of his self and his family, the saving, as he might say, spiritually, of his soul. And he believed God, and that ark, a type of Christ, who should bear all the punishment of the wrath of God, which he would pour out there and there upon the world. Everyone outside of that ark perished. Everyone within the ark was saved. And they entered in by faith, didn't they? There was no natural will of their own to go in that dark abode. All those beasts, as well as Noah and his family, safe in the ark. A type of Christ, the ark of God. But we come just over then to Abraham, don't we? When he was tempted to sacrifice his son Isaac, his only son, the one in whom the promise which had been given to Abraham, that in his seed should all the nations of the world be blessed. Abraham, dear friends, obeyed by faith. Oh, how he took the wood, he took the fire, and he took Isaac for the sacrifice. And when Isaac said, "Father, behold the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" "My son, God shall provide himself a lamb for the offering for sin." Oh, what faith Abraham had there to continue there with Isaac, believing, as the scripture says, expecting that they could raise Isaac from the dead and bring him again. So he received Christ as a figure. And as Abraham was about to put that knife into Isaac to slay him, the Lord spoke, stopped him. "Now I know that thou doth fear God." And there was that ram caught in the thicket, a substitute, innocent one, all that was slain and sacrificed. God shall provide himself a lamb. And as John the Baptist declared, "Behold the Lamb of God," when he saw Jesus, "that taketh away the sin of the world." Dear friends, that's the only way we can have life eternal, isn't it? Through the taking away of all of our sin. All of our sin. Oh, the prophecy of Jesus. The word of God himself, "My righteous servant shall justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities." Bear their sins. He shall carry that iniquity upon himself as if he was the sinner. He will pour out his soul unto death, where he carried those sins. And the agony, not only of his body, but the agony of his soul. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That all those that believe in him would not be forsaken, but know, have everlasting life, everlasting life. The book of life, which testifies of Jesus, the Saviour of sinners. Jesus said, "All that the Father hath given me shall come to me. I will raise them up at the last day. My sheep hear my voice, they shall follow me. None shall ever pluck them out of my hand. And I give unto my sheep eternal life." Eternal life. Oh, dear friends, is there any other way that you and I are going to live eternally? No. Oh, how we need, don't we, this revelation of the truth as it is in Jesus, revealed in our heart by the Spirit. Dear friends, are you such a one? Do you hunger and thirst after this righteousness wrought out by Jesus on Calvary's cross? That obedience up to the Father's will, humbled himself, made himself of no reputation, obedient unto death, bearing the sins of many, as demanded by his Father, that he should be the Saviour, the deliverer, the redeemer of all those whom he had given him, and not one of them would be lost. Jesus said to his disciples, as he does to all those whom the Father hath given him, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Dear friends, there is no other way. Those who try to obtain eternal life in heaven some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Because any other way does not give Christ all the glory, does it? They try to climb up by their own ways, by their own works, by their own endeavours. And oh, dear friends, how easily we can be deceived. That we are acceptable in the sight of God through what we are and what we do and what we don't do. Better than others. Oh, dear friends, those who get to heaven are the chief of sinners. They can't point their finger to anyone else. It's here on our heart the burden lies. Jesus said, all that come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's his work. It's his calling by his grace. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after, they shall be filled with the knowledge of the truth, with the hope of eternal life, with the gift of faith. Oh, it'll fill their heart. The old things will have passed away. They will have been renewed in spirit. The new birth. Dear friends, what do you know of it? Is your calling and election made sure then, isn't it? Or then you'll be able to say, as that dear woman did when she came to Elisha and was asked, is it well? It is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. The gospel has come not in word only, but in the power of the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. Blessed are they who have not seen, not with their mortal eyes, Jesus, but have believed. Those are the words of Jesus. Dear friends, this is the way of eternal life, isn't it? The prayer of David was, Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. They were so sinful, weren't they? See if there be any wicked way in me. There was. Lead me in the way everlasting. Pardon my sins. Make me the subject of thy grace. Oh, embrace me in the covenant of grace. What is the covenant of grace? It's that new covenant where the Lord, speaking through Jeremiah, says, oh, this new covenant, the law will be written in the hearts of his people. They shall all know me. I will pardon their iniquity, remember their sins no more. Oh, what a blessing. That where our sin in our flesh, oh, still abounds and ever will abound to our dying day, his grace, the riches of his grace, the forgiveness of our sins, shall much more abound. So, dear friends, oh, do hold fast to the holy scriptures of God. Oh, you young people, do meditate upon them. It's so easy, isn't it, to turn aside to other publications. Oh, they're so interesting. Oh, they fill our hearts and minds through the lusts of our flesh. We've got natural desires and interests, haven't we? And we love to satisfy them. Of course we do. But how easily we can neglect the word of God. Oh, the psalmist 119, he loved the word of God. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By keeping to the word of God. Oh, do hold fast. Meditate upon it. Pray that the Lord will reveal its truth into your heart. That is the way of the learning and the teaching of the way of life eternal. That when one day we shall be called to depart this time, we shall enter into the joy of our Lord. This is the book of life. Remember that. And then when we come to depart, oh, there is this book of life which is mentioned in our text. Dear friends, what a glorious book it is. You know, in heaven there's many books. The scripture tells us of them, we read of them. But in that day of judgment, when we shall all be judged, when the end of the earth has come and all those who have died shall be risen again and those who are still upon the earth will be taken up and we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. Then it says the books shall be opened. The books of all our deeds. The books of all our words. The books of all our evil thoughts. All of our thoughts, good and evil. They will be made open. They were presented. They were presented before God. You know, dear friends, if we are guilty in one point, it's the same as if we're guilty in all. I may have told you this before here, I don't know, but if I drove from here to, say, Scotland, and I went through many speed cameras, and I went too quickly past one of them, I would be guilty under the law, shouldn't I? I would have to pay the penalty, I'd have to pay the price. It didn't matter that through a multitude of other speed cameras I was within the speed limit. That didn't blot out the one that I'd failed. And how many sins have we committed? You know, sin is transgression of the law, the righteous law of God. What is the righteous law of God? The Lord Jesus summarized it so sweetly, didn't he? He says that great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, strength. Dear friends, have we? We need not look any further, need we? There are a multitude of sins and failings and faults and transgressions. Oh, the love of so many things. Even Ephesus, when the Lord Jesus spoke to John in this book of the Revelation, thou hast left thy first love. They were an upright church. Oh, but their sin was still within. Dear friends, we shan't get past the judgment into heaven by our own works. We shall be cast into the lake of fire. There was only one escape, wasn't there? Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The only deliverance, the book of life. Dear friends, what a wondrous book this is. It contains all the names of all those whom the Father gave to Jesus Christ, his Son, in eternity past. Not one name is left out. Not one of those names did not have their sins carried by Jesus on Calvary's cross. Not one of those names, dear friends, lived upon this earth and were not called by the grace of God through the influence of the Spirit given to them. No, they were foreknown. They were predestinated. They were called. They were justified. They were glorified. Oh, the sovereignty of God. Dear friends, if there was nothing, no such things as the sovereignty of God, you and I and no one else would ever get to heaven, would we? And we read how John was given a vision of this book, and it was sealed with the seven seals. And John wept, because he knew that in that book, unless it was opened, and the name of all the Lord's people was seen written there, there would be no deliverance from all the other books which justified their destruction. And it was sealed, and no one had the power to open that book. And he wept. And he was told, weep not, weep not. For the tribe, the lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. To open the book. And he looked. He didn't see the lion, did he? He saw the Lamb. The Lamb of God. Slain, as it were, from the foundation of the world. Slain for all those whom the Father had given him from the foundation of the world to the end of it. That by the power of his death, the the power of his resurrection, the power of that shed blood, the power of his love and mercy towards all that the Father had given him. Dear friends, there was the power as he entered into, oh, that dreadful, as it says, the power of darkness, to rise again, to destroy its power, that because I live, ye shall live also, eternal life given to all his people. Dear friends, those seals, they were broken, they were opened, he had power to reveal all those for whom he died. Oh, dear friends, I love that portion we read. After John saw the Lamb, the book was given to the Lamb. The names had already been given to him. He had already suffered for them. That book, these are yours. These are the ones whose sins you have blotted out like a thick cloud. These are the ones whom you have cleansed from all their iniquity, blotted out all their guilt. And then began to open those seven seals by those angels. Dear friends, I'm not going to spiritualize the seven seals. Seven is a number we find throughout Scripture, isn't it? Many say it's the perfect number. The first seven we have are the first 7 days of the week in the creation of God. Creating the world for sin, those 6 days and all that is in it. And then the seventh day he rested. The seventh day being called the Sabbath day. In the law, the blood of the lamb at the time of the sacrifice was sprinkled 7 times upon the altar. We find many references to seven. Yes, even in prayer when Elijah prayed for rain, go again to his servant 7 times. Elisha to Naaman, go and wash in the river Jordan, bathe 7 times. And so we may go and people speak about the 7 sayings of Jesus on the cross. Oh, there's many references to seven. And here we have it, don't we, in the portion we read. That when John saw this book, I beheld in the midst of the throne the beast and the elders stood a lamb, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Dear friends, but regarding these 7 seals, what is it what sealed up those names? Was it not the power of sin? Whatever those 7 meant, it was the power of sin. A real, sure and certain seal to their destruction. But that had been overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Through the sacrifice of Jesus. The only one who had power to save. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And therefore, in that day of judgment, when the books were opened, this other book, dear friends, the book of life, was also opened. And if one's name was found there, all those crimes and all those sins, they were put away. They were overcome. The sinner was justified through the shed blood of Christ. Dear friends, what do we know of our names being written in this Lamb's Book of Life? Have we got the evidence of it? Oh, it's vital to know some evidence, isn't it, before we come to pass away. Otherwise, I'm sure we shall die in terrible torment. But how many have died in peace, quietly passing from time into eternity? They may have suffered great pain of sickness and whatever it has been, short or long. But when that moment has approached, they've been so peaceful. I remember one of my congregation, I must be quick, one of my congregation some years ago taken to hospital. He'd been a tried sinner all his days. He couldn't really say he was a true child of God. He was quite tried and tempted. Seeing him in the hospital, he'd been reading Psalm 62. He said to me, "Graham, I'm so pleased it says, trust in him at all times, ye people, not my people. I think I can come in with ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Oh, he says, "I need this refuge. I'm a sinner." Dear friend, some days later, he died. But before he died, the nurse came to his bed because he seemed to be far off, whether he was unconscious or not. And she said, can you see me? He said, "No, but I can see heaven." Taken from time to eternity. A guilty sinner, a needy sinner, a praying sinner, a dependent sinner. Name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Dear friends, you know what it is to be such. And you know Jesus is the one thing needful, that without him you must perish. Dear friends, that's not of your own spirit, that's not of your own nature, where Satan abides. That's the work of God's grace, to make you know and feel your need. The vilest sinner out of hell, who lives to feel his need, welcome to the throne of grace. The Saviour's blood to plead. Dear friends, is that you? There's an evidence, dear friends, that the Lord is mindful of you. And he will raise you up at the last day. And then there's also, dear friends, your prayers. How often do you pray? How often are you drawn humbly to the throne of grace? How often do you fall down on your knees? You can go nowhere else, perhaps your own room, and in quietness away from everything else. And you pour out your heart before the Lord. Tell him all your trouble. "Call upon me," he says, "in the day of trouble. I will deliver you," has he? Have you got those evidences? The Lord has helped you, strengthened you, guided you, provided for you. You can look back and say, "Oh, I've come to this day through all those difficulties and troubles because of the Lord's help." Is that not a token? The Lord is mindful of you, that he is gracious toward you. You've probably heard, I'm sure, many times of that retired soldier who lived and returned and received his pension. He says, "I've never seen my name in the register in London, but it must be there because I received my pension." Oh, dear friends, what a token that is, isn't it? What a hope. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life because you receive of the Lord's good hand, of his mercy and grace to help you and uphold you in life's pathway. The Book of Life. Then, dear friends, this book here, what we have before us, is very precious, isn't it? Where it tells you of Jesus. Jesus is precious. Your faith is precious, which is given you to believe. Oh, all things concerning Jesus is precious. And your one hope, dear friends, is to one day dwell with him forevermore. What did the Lord say? "I've graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are ever before me." Those walls, those things which defend you. The walls of his salvation. Dear friends, the strength of his love and his mercy. They ever surround you. You're graven on the palms of the hands of the Son of God. and he won't forget you. Oh, just one thing in closing as he comes to me in Malachi. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and a book of remembrance was written concerned for them. They shall be mine, says the Lord, those that think upon my name when I make up my jewels. Their names in that book of remembrance, this book of life. Oh, how they spoke well of their Lord, not just about social and everyday things. They spoke of their Jesus. They spoke of their God. They spoke of his love. They spoke of his mercy. They spoke of their sinfulness, their unworthiness, but of his grace that abounds. Dear friends, is this you? Then may we prove, oh, in that last day, our names are written in the book of life, having the evidences now, and to die in peace, knowing that he hath done all things well, blotted out all our transgressions, made us acceptable in the eyes of the Father, whose judgment is, thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. The Lord add his blessing, and may he confirm you that your names are there in the book of life, one of his sheep. I give unto my sheep eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my hands. Amen.
God willing, next Lord's Day, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation at 9 o'clock. And we hope Mr. John Rosier will be able to preach at 10:30 and 2:30 in the afternoon, if he is well enough. If he is unable to come, Mr. Jonathan Buss is willing to preach for us in the afternoon at 2:30. And God willing, Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach on Friday evening next week. And the collections this evening are for the Trinitarian Bible Society. Let us close with hymn 854. 854. Jesus, Lord of life and peace, to thee we lift our voice. Teach us at thy holiness to tremble and rejoice. Sweet and terrible's thy word. Thou and thy word are both the same. Holy, holy, holy Lord, we love thy holy name. Hymn 854.
Thank you.
do bless and apply thy holy word of truth, that testifies of Jesus, the way of life, unto our souls. And may thy word ever be a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway, that leads to heaven above. Give us those sweet confirmations that we are thine and thou art ours. Lord, help us to hold fast and love the scriptures which we have before us now. Oh, the time to come in heaven above when we shall need them no more, but we shall behold Jesus face to face and be encompassed just in that love for sinners such as we. Oh, make this, Lord, the one thing needful for us, and so our end of this life be everlasting peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.